slipping into Static on 2SER this evening. It is fantastic to welcome Tim and Jackson from Crepes. Gentlemen,
how you doing?
I'm good. You must be thrilled. A Crepes album finally to serve up.
Definitely. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but it's here. It's good.
And Tim, is making a Crepes album as unhurried as the songs that end up on it? Or is that all a facade?
I wouldn't say unhurried. It definitely took a bit of time to get the right songs for the record. We ditched a few, but they're here.
Is there a lot of high tension and drama behind the scenes then? You know, when they make the Crepes biopic in 20 years, is it going to be all yelling at each other, Jackson?
No. It was pretty easygoing. Like, really.
I was probably the only one stressing just internally, I guess. But it was fun, yeah.
Good. It's not going to be like you're straight out of Compton then. It's not going to be straight out of Ballarat, the movie that comes out.
We're still here. We still love each other and all of that.
Yeah, we still go back to Ballarat now and then.
Well, now you've got an album out, you can go back as like hometown heroes, right?
Yeah, ooh, that's right. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Get given the key to the city, I think it might happen.
That's the plan. That's what we're striving for anyway.
Everyone in Crepes sort of didn't come together to make music, though, till you'd left Ballarat. Is that right? Like, you kind of all knew each other, but not in the musical sense, if you will?
Yeah. So Nick and Pat, the twins, and myself, we've been playing all through high school, and then kind of we wanted to get more people in the band, so we picked up Jackson, who's from Ballarat, and Sam, who... it's from the coast, Victoria, but yeah, we played music in other bands and that's how we got together.
So did you know each other, I guess, socially in Ballarat then, or was it all, you never thought you'd end up in a band together, Jackson?
No, we did know each other, but not very well. We had a close family friend, Maceo, who used to play guitar for us for so long.
Yeah, he was like a founding member of Crepes.
And so, yeah, we were good friends with Maceo, and then I don't know how it all flowed together, but it just happened. Really.
I kind of just knew that you played keys and listened to good music, so I asked you to come and have a little jam. It worked out.
You didn't notice what he'd written on his pencil case in school or anything like that and think, this guy's cool?
I actually didn't know you that well at all. I think we'd maybe met a couple of times.
We saw the Eels together.
Yeah, true.
There you go. There's a defining moment.
Yeah, exactly. Right
there. I mean, Ballarat's not exactly a backwater. A lot of bands come from there, and it also has a pretty healthy live scene through the Corova and the Eastern and places like that. So
definitely.
It's not like you were coming from somewhere, you know, some other planet either, is it?
Yeah, and it kind of makes it easier, it being a small town, that, you know, you kind of know who's into music, and yeah, it's maybe easier to find like-minded people. And
but were you seeing bands there growing up then? If those venues are pretty busy.
Definitely, especially when we were teens and living in Ballarat, there was a lot of good bands playing at Corova around the time.
Yeah. Is there a defining moment etched in your mind where you saw someone play at Corova and thought, I can do that?
I saw Vasco Era there a long time ago, back when you could still smoke indoors.
You're not that old, surely.
Well, I think I was about 15 at the time, but yeah. That was
you were smoking as a 15-year-old?
No, I just remember going home just so smoked out, and yeah, but it was an amazing gig. They were all sweaty and couldn't really stand up after the gig because they'd given so much, so... yeah, it was pretty defining.
Despite all coming from Ballarat, Channel 4 feels very much like a product of Melbourne. I mean, it's the sound of you guys living and working together. I mean, Tim, you have still been playing in the Murlocs?
I just joined the Murlocs about a year ago. So Channel 4 kind of predates all that. But yeah, we've all been living in Melbourne for about the past 5 years or something.
Maybe longer, yeah.
Yeah.
But you kind of called in some help from that orbit to get the Crepes record over the line.
Definitely.
Because Stu from King Gizzard did some stuff for you
so we did a couple of about a week worth of sessions with him, and a bit of that's on the record. But yeah, that definitely we used their studio a bunch, and they've been super helpful. Yeah, just been really supportive and letting us rehearse and record in their studio. So
they're a crew that obviously make records super quick.
Yeah.
Did that rub off on you? Or did you feel like a...
I think it has now, though, especially working with the Murlocs and just seeing how they go about it internally. I think that's definitely rubbed off a little bit, and, you know, just accepting things and moving on. So, yeah, it's a good way to go about it.
It's interesting to hear some of the songs on the record that actually... there's a couple of songs that still sound like real live band tracks. A song like I'm Falling In is kind of a chugger.
Yeah.
You know, did that sort of almost fall together pretty quickly?
I think the writing of it, and yeah, probably the recording of it as well. Yeah, definitely came together pretty quick.
And so were you all sort of in a room bashing Crepes songs out, or does it still very much fall to you to piece everything together, Tim?
Yeah, so this one was a bit more me just piecing it together. It was a bit of experimentation because obviously the EP was just me in a bedroom. So it was kind of finding a balance between, but everyone ended up playing a bit on the record, and I think the next one will just go fully live. hopefully.
Well, having more band members and having more help on the album seems to have put a bit more spring in your step as well.
I'm glad.
Some of the early Crepes songs, like Cold Summers, were reasonably moody, you know?
Yeah, I think that was definitely inspired by Moody Times, I guess. But yeah, I'm glad they're slowly becoming a bit more upbeat. That's definitely what I want.
I read one description early on of Crepes as downer pop, which is a real backhanded compliment.
I think, yeah, I probably used to listen to a lot of downer pop, like Atlas Sound and Deer Hunter and stuff.
Yeah, which I still do.
Yeah, I mean, I still do, yeah. Mm.
I love depressing music. There's something that always gets me engaged with just real downer music.
Yeah, I think it's good to, yeah.
I'd still vote for the fact that, you know, the lyrics to In a Dream are definitely still downers. That's the trouble with dreams. They're only dreams.
Yeah, that was kind of ripped off Eels a little bit as well. A bit of a nod, a bit of a homage or whatever to Eels. But that's an old song. That was written before the Cold Summers EP.
So. The sentiment in that song sounds like, you know, a football coach crushing some teenager's hopes.
It's a bit emotional, yeah. I think I definitely want to move away from that kind of thing for now, but yeah.
Is it hard to get emotional in front of a band as well? Is it easier if you're recording on your own, Tim?
We're all pretty soft. but yeah, no, I feel pretty comfortable around all these guys, and none of us are really macho kind of dudes. Wouldn't want to be it anyway. Yeah.
Says this guy, yeah.
Says Jackie, big Jackie.
You got to get a bit muscular on the record though, Jackson. There's some serious fingertip work on some songs like Mild Conversation.
Yeah.
And the title track is this thing of instrumental beauty.
Yeah, that was a demo. So all the demos kind of sound like that, and we just kept that one as it is. But yeah, we kind of thought we'd call the record Channel 4 because that song might get overlooked a little bit on the record, you know, because it's instrumental, quite short, quite lo-fi. So
I thought you might have been shooting for it to get used as like music on the UK Channel 4 TV network. You know, it should be their opening and closing music each day or something.
That'd be cool. They can hit us up. Crepes, hellocrepes1@gmail.com.
You also sort of flexed in a lot of other ways. Some of the songs are real epics. Getting Lost is this sort of 5 minutes. Yeah. Plus sort of lighters in the air kind of track. Yeah, when you guys have been playing it live for a while, I reckon people are going to be, you know, getting their phones out.
It's a pretty ambitious track, but yeah, it was fun to make. Definitely fun arranging it with keys and 12-string guitars and stuff.
The other outside help you got at the end of the process of getting the record together was getting Jarvis from Woods to mix it.
Yeah.
So was that a bit of a dream come true? Like, were you fans?
Well, I've listened to a bit of Woods, but I heard his mixes for Gizzard's Microtonal album, and I just listening to those mixes, I thought that's exactly the kind of production or mixes we wanted to go for, and listen to a bunch of his other stuff, which I didn't realize he'd mixed, and he was just perfect, the exact kind of sound that I wanted it to sound like. So
was that a handy King Gizzard hookup? You just got his email address
definitely.
Off them.
I kind of sussed it out, and I asked them if he would be down, and they were like, yeah, definitely, gave me his email, so again, got them to thank.
Yeah, but after doing Crepes stuff on your own for so long as well, was it weird to sort of submit files to someone else and then, you know, were you kind of pacing, wondering what they were going to come back like, Tim?
Oh, I always like working with mixing engineers. I think that's a really fun part of the process. It's often hard to get right. It's often risky, but I just knew Jarvis would be the right guy, so it was fun, yeah.
And none of the other band members in Crepes, good sounding boards? You can't trust these guys to tell if a mix is good or not?
I didn't do a lot of mixing at that stage. I do a bit of mixing now, but yeah, they're great. They'll say yes or no, this sounds shit, or I don't know.
I'm probably the bluntest of them all.
Yeah, which is good.
Have you had to break some of his dreams every now and then, Jackson?
No, not really.
Plenty of times.
Well, it is good to finally have this record out, and I guess Crepes will be hitting the road, and record number 2 shouldn't take so long then, Tim.
Definitely not so long. We've got a bunch of songs which we're playing together, which are really tight, and I think we're just going to try and smash something out. I think we said that last time, but pretty confident it'll actually happen this time.
We might have a listen to I'm Fallen In, since it is such a jam. It's cool. It's great to have you guys in Sydney and have the record out. And this is Crepes on Static with I'm Fallen In. Thanks for the talk, Tim and Jackson.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You wear yourself on a different shoe, and I dream myself.